This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, Tim?
I'm doing good. How about you guys? What's going on?
Congratulations on the song.
Thank you. Another good one.
Thank you.
I'm proud of it. I'm ready for everybody to hear it. This is one of those songs that from the very beginning, we felt like it was a special song. And you know, the last thing you want to do when you get a great song like this is go in the studio and screw it up. So every step along the way, it went the way we wanted it to go. And the record came out sounding like I wanted it to sound. And it just turned out better than I ever could imagine. And when we played back the final mix, it just sort of jumped off the console. And we felt like it was something special.
I don't think it would be possible for you to screw up a song in the studio. I don't think that's the thing. You have examples?
I've screwed up a few, for sure. So you go in sometimes and you have these songs and you think, all right, these are my favorites. I like everything that I take in. Ethan, these are my favorites. These are the ones that are going to turn out great. And sometimes they surprise you. The ones that you like the most don't turn out as well as you think they're going to turn out. And some of the ones you don't like as much end up turning out great. So sometimes they surprise you.
That's surprising to me to hear that. Do you have a favorite lyric from Standing Room Only?
Oh my gosh, there's a couple of them. I mean, there's not a wasted line in the entire song. Every lyric, I feel like, is important. But, you know, there's a few things. On nights like this, I catch a thunderbolt always reminds me of playing live. And when you have a great night and everything's sounding good and the band's sounding good and the audience is really into it, when you're having one of those magical nights where everything is just perfect. So that line always reminds me of that. And then Mama's Front Porch when I'm lost and lonely. I think that's sort of a beacon for everyone, you know, the metaphorical Mom's front porch and her light on. It's whether it's calling her or it's whether it's just, you know, texting her or whatever, it's always sort of my touch base to home and touch base to you know, get back to reality a little bit, talking to my mom.
And I think you have a way of, it seems like at least in the last, you know, 5 or 10 years, every song that comes out is like, there's so many meaningful songs and songs that just make you stop and think about your life. And we just heard you were talking about Humble and Kind, about how you might not have recorded that, say, 15, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just age? Is it just getting wise? You feel like you can speak on these songs now like that?
I don't know about wise, but I certainly think when you get to a certain point in life, these songs have become more important to you. And I think they've always been important to me since the beginning of my career. I've always seeked out these kind of songs that really have a lot of meaning to them. But the older you get, and, you know, watching your kids leave the house and being grown, these songs have become more important, more life-affirming songs, more songs about, you know, how to live your life. And, you know, we all fail every day. And, you know, the only thing you can try to do is do the next best thing the next day, you know. And anytime I can find a song like that has that sort of depth and that sort of meaning, but also feels like it's got a lot of energy to it. And that's the trick and that's the magic when you find a song that has both of those things.
One thing that I noticed with all these songs, Standing Room Only, Live Like You Were Dying, My Next 30 Years, even Don't Take the Girl, all of them are good advice songs. Every single one has got some kind of good life advice. So can I ask you some life advice, Tim, on some things I think that you could help me with?
I don't know if I can help you, but I'll try.
I feel like you could. Okay, it's just three quick questions. One question is, just real quick, what's the first thing that I should do right when I wake up in the morning if I want to be successful?
Well, there's a book that I think a military general wrote. So the first thing you should do is make your bed in the morning, which my wife's still trying to teach me that.
Okay, that was going to be my next question. I'm like, wait, do you make your bed in the morning? Okay.
I've been trying to do that lately. I attempt to,
but I don't do a very good job of it.
So, and speaking of your wife, you got the girl. You got like the dream girl. Can you give advice for someone that wants to get their dream girl? Like, what's the best advice that you could give?
Well, I got lucky.
For someone trying to.
I don't know about any advice. I just got lucky. Well, being on tour together was the main thing. We were on tour together and got to know each other. But she just, you know, find somebody that feels like home. And she just felt like home to me.
And then the last advice. So if I get extra money, because you seem to be doing well financially, Tim, if I get some extra money, what should I be doing with this money? Should I buy a lottery ticket? Do I, like, what do you think? Like, extra $100.
You already got the extra money. You already bought the lottery ticket, sounds like.
What are you doing? Well, I'm saying, if you get extra money.
Get you a good mutual fund and let it sit there for a long time.
All right, this is good. This is great. I appreciate it. Okay. All right. So
let's. You're bringing up some older songs. I wanted to talk about something like that. If you were the person in that song, the guy in that song, how hard did you work for that first kiss?
Oh man, back in the day, I worked hard. Yeah. Didn't we all? All worked hard at it. I mean, that's one of the reasons I picked up a guitar when I was in college. Is I found out it worked a lot better than a baseball bat.
Yeah.
That song came out in 1999. And didn't you get Faith's name tattooed on your arm in 1999 too?
It was 99. I got her name on my arm. So I told her she can't get rid of me now because she's stuck on me.
That's so cute. Did you ever add to that tattoo with the kids' names?
I have one with the kids' initials on it on one side. And I have a leprechaun that I got years and years ago in New Orleans. And then another one. I got a few. Yeah. And then I got my band name, a DHD, Dance Hall Doctors, on my ankle. Yeah.
Wait a second. I didn't realize you had a leprechaun. Do you regret the leprechaun? Love the leprechaun?
I like it. I mean, my brothers both have one, too, because my dad liked leprechauns. He had a leprechaun necklace he wore. So that's why I got it. And that's why my brothers have it as well. Mine has a black cowboy hat on him.
So that wasn't like a Mardi Gras situation?
It wasn't Mardi Gras, but it was a situation.
I mean, no other circumstances. I mean, I love that you guys all have leprechauns. So I think that's fun. Do you celebrate St. Patrick's Day hard? That's coming around the corner.
Not like I used to. I mean, but I'm sure my daughters will be celebrating. I don't want to know what they're doing. But my dad loved St. Patrick's Day. You know, he had and I still have this. But during spring training, when St. Patrick's Day would roll around and he'd go out on the mound to pitch, he'd wear a green uniform. And I still have his green Phillies uniform that he wore on St. Patrick's Day. He loved it.
Was it, you mentioned your kids out of the house now.
Yeah.
Was that very difficult day for you? Like when you're waving goodbye and they're driving up down the driveway, like, is that how it
Yeah, it was
down?
Tough at first, you know, I mean, it's always harder on mom than it is on dad, I think, but there were a lot of tears. I drove my daughter to L.A., when she moved out there and drove cross country with her, took all the seats out of my old Cadillac Escalade and loaded it up with all of her stuff. And when I dropped her off, I mean, I just lost it. And then I had to drive home all by myself and did a couple of day deadhead back from LA. And I was crying the whole time. In fact, there's a song on my new album coming up that my guitar player, Bobby Minner, wrote, because I'd called him when I was driving back from dropping Gracie off and was just having sort of a heart-to-heart about dropping my daughter off. And so he and Lori McKenna went and wrote this song about my trip. It's based on my trip out there. It's going to be on the album.
I was just going to say, it sounds like it could be a song when I brought that up, and it is. So I'm looking forward to hearing that.
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah.
Can we talk about Standing Room Only, the video? The video is not out yet. The lyric video is out, but the video, can you tell us about the video?
Yeah, the videos are going to be really cool. I can't wait to see some footage. We just shot it a couple of days ago, and I think it's going to be really cool. It's very metaphoric in a lot of ways about life and sort of shedding some of the ghosts of the past and looking forward to the future.
And then our next question is, I know acting is usually on the agenda. What are the next projects that you have looking in the future?
There's a few. There's a few floating around. We got to narrow it down to the ones we like the best. And the timing is always the key part, is finding time to do it. That was what the great thing about 1883 is we started during COVID. And so there was really wasn't a lot else we could do. So we had time to do it. But yeah, there are some really, really cool projects that I'm excited about.
I love that. Well, congratulations on everything. We appreciate it so much.
Thank you, guys. Good talking to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.